approaching the work on the inside wall of the entrance in Studio 2 is another section of Palani's work. And it is a series of 8 photographic images, mainly featuring fish and water and different communities on boats, women who are preparing for their day out at sea, another man, elderly man, who is submerged carrying a basket in their mouth, displaying that. And then moving across, we also see a group of sculptures that are perhaps in the shape of a horse, colourfully painted horses, and each of them are clothed in purple lilac fabric. And it's a view of those sculptures from behind. And there's approximately 20 of them in this landscape. And beyond that is industrial power lines and power stations. And there are other images, close-ups of, like Vishal said previously, of the workers who go down these manholes. What we see in this image is just the wet shirt on the person's back, surrounded by water. And then another image featuring close-ups of fish. Vishal, the feel of this section is quite different to the one previously described. Could you expand on what Palani's touching on here?
Sure. In this section, Palani's kind of looking more at both the environments within which coastal communities exist, what's in proximity to the environment that, you know, that they have existed for hundreds of years. A lot of them are indigenous to those lands, which also means their occupation for several generations has been fishing. So we're looking at a range of environments itself in this selection. On the left, when we're looking at images of the fish that are kind of like sliced in half and left out to dry, next to that, on the bottom, there's an image of 3 women who are submersed in a kind of coastal lagoon, and they are kind of fishing by hand. He's also looking across the different communities that he's working with. He's also looking at the different kinds of fishing practices that they're engaged in. A lot of them are very sort of ancient and traditional modes of fishing themselves. We see another image along that same plane towards the end on the right of a woman who's kind of essentially holding the basket in her mouth and they're diving for shellfish. So the reason they're holding the basket is in the mouth is that because they're using their hands to kind of navigate underwater and then using the basket to collect the things that they're gathering. Right above that is a group of women who are on a boat into the sea. So certain parts of fishing communities have different relationship to the bodies of water that they are cohabiting with, the bodies of water that they are kind of existing in relation to. And fishing isn't necessarily always a gendered occupation. It is an occupation that kind of lends itself to what the kind of ancestral or traditional practices have been. And a lot of times, particularly in certain areas in Tamil Nadu, it's the women who are going out physically and often manually kind of catching fish, sometimes one by one. And right, the women on the boat are essentially being taken to a part of the sea where they are divers, they're diving for clams and shellfish. We see another image from that selection elsewhere in the space. But the images on the center, in the center section, there's 3 images. There's images of a woman in a green sari with dried white flowers at the back. You can kind of see that the flowers are completely dried in the sun and they're kind of taking on a brown tinge. She seems to be a woman of making some sort of an appeal in the middle of what looks like a commotion. And it's related to one of the multiple bodies of work where communities are essentially pleading and talking with or speaking to local municipal corporation officials and other state officials, asking them to spare them from the destruction of their homes. So that work is in relation to a series of images of homes that have been demolished and communities that have been like demolished.
And this woman who's appealing is facing a group of men who are dressed in shirts and with serious expressions on their face. We don't see her expression,
yeah,
but she's definitely being gazed at. And
it's a very clear kind of depiction of the power dynamic and a lot of things that happen across a range of Polanyi's works, among a lot of things that kind of appear, one of which is the kind of role of women and particularly the labor of Dalit and marginalized caste women, because they face different sets of challenges. Dalit male bodies are the primary site for violence across South Asia. The average life expectancy is about 50. Anything above that is considered to be a good life. But Dalit women's bodies aren't even the kind of math or the statistics of it. They aren't even recorded as well to understand what their role is and what is the impact that they are facing through because of caste marginalization.
I am intrigued by this image with the sculptures clothed in lilac. It does seem like they've been assembled quite purposely facing, you know, the industrial sort of power plants. But what? Tell me more about that one.
So that region is a series of continuation of the women who are fishing in the kind of shallow lagoons around the... It's close to the sea. The power plant in the background is a nuclear power plant, a thermonuclear power plant in Chennai, just on the outskirts of Chennai. And the horses, and I think some of them might also be donkeys, the kind of sculptural objects of them are essentially, in Tamil, the word is doll. The translation of it is doll. And they're used for certain ceremonies and rituals. We see a version of them in another selection of these large kind of hanging prints of Polanyi's, which we will kind of reference as we go along. But they've just been freshly painted after being prepared. They're usually prepared in wood or paper mache and stuffed inside with hay and dried grass. And they're kind of, they could also be slightly more permanent sculptures. It's hard to tell from a distance, but they do look like they've all just been freshly painted for certain festivities in which they're kind of used either to decorate the scene and the space in which they're being performed, whether sometimes that's on the street, sometimes that's in proximity to temples and religious sites, or in other cases as toys for children.
It's interesting. They do look like public art or also like a protest.
Yeah.
And then if you look closely, it does appear to be that someone's riding on their back. And then you can easily also imagine that it could be the women fishing. It's intriguing, that one.